to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits. And keep it real.
So you had a story. You went out to dinner.
I did. I went out to dinner with a friend of mine and Rhea's best friend. So her Kinder besties. We went out to dinner yesterday. I won't name the restaurant, but if you want to know the restaurant, DM me. But I ordered this taco bowl.
So what kind of restaurant was it?
It's a Mexican restaurant. So let me start off with a Mexican restaurant. Most, I've never heard of this, but I confirmed looking online, but confirmed with you also.
What?
You guys don't put soy sauce in y'all's food.
Soy sauce?
Mexican food.
Soy sauce?
Yes, soy sauce.
Like Chinese soy sauce.
Chinese soy sauce.
No, absolutely not.
So they put soy sauce in their marinade for chicken, pulled chicken.
Okay, the marinade, yes.
Okay, you do put soy sauce in your food.
Yes, but not in like finished products. We don't put it in rice at all.
So, no, they put in their rice also. There's a significant change in color from a gluten-free, soy-free. The only reason why it wasn't gluten-free in the first place is because of soy sauce.
Oh.
Okay, so the soy sauce was in the rice. And then, so you do put soy sauce in your marinade.
Yeah. Like whenever we marinate brisket or fajitas or whatever, yeah. Yeah, soy sauce, Worcestershire sauce, garlic, onion powder, seasoning,
lime. So when I looked it up,
they
said in fajitas usually you use like the seasoning, the Mexican seasoning, but not soy sauce.
The people who use Mexican fajita seasoning are not Mexican.
Okay.
But I'm like the taco seasoning, white people use that.
Right.
We make our own seasoning out
of like
30
different.
No,
I know that. But I looked up and fajitas was not soy sauce. That's what I'm just saying.
We can do beer. It's a combination of a bunch of things.
Okay. But I'm just saying all the other Mexican restaurants that I've gone to, we just went to one just recently. The fajita meat tastes so good, but it didn't have soy sauce in it.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say to you is like there was nothing that was not gluten-free there. Everything was marinated in soy sauce. The rice was, the beans were, the chicken, the meat, whatever. Anyways, so my bowl that I asked for, I mean, good thing I did say gluten-free because I assumed there's nothing gluten-free on, I mean, there was no gluten in it. And so it was pulled chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why would pulled chicken have gluten in it? Like,
yeah.
What are the ingredients? And they're like, oh, we pre-marinated with soy sauce. I go, okay. They wanted to change. And so what about your fajita meat? And they're like, that's marinade. That's also thing. And I go, we have fajita meat that has no marinade in it, but they're going to charge me $3 extra. And I go, wait, you're going to charge me $3 extra
for something you
don't have to work. No flavored meat for chicken. Like there's no marinade. You didn't want to deduct the money for no marinade, but you want to charge me extra $3 for chicken, conversion. They're like, yes. And I'm like, okay, the food's not going to even taste good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm so tired everywhere I go. If you want gluten-free buns, gluten-free this, and my family is gluten-free. And by the time you finish paying, it's like an extra meal that you just paid for.
It is. It sucks.
It does. But I can understand the gluten-free bread that it's not like they're not, you know, it's not wholesale. Or they're not getting in bulks, right?
Yeah.
But chicken to chicken convert. Like,
yeah. It's the same thing.
Why are you charging me to get instead of pulled chicken to fajita chicken?
Yeah.
$3 extra. Yeah. And on top of it, that fajita doesn't have the marinade. So it's going to be salt and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's going to taste pretty crappy.
Ugh.
They're going to charge me $3. So I was like, and so I told him, I was like, do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, it's not your flavor. Like, it's not going to taste good and you're going to charge me extra for crappy food. And he's like, does that make any sense? And he just looked at me and goes, no, it doesn't make sense. I go, okay, maybe you'll need to change that.
Wow, you went deep.
Well, I'm just like, why are you, I understand if I want a shrimp or a steak or something different, like guacamole.
Had
like,
y'all already ordered?
I know, I probably got spit on.
No, like, had the party already ordered? Because I would have just left.
We all ordered. Then they came back and told us, hey. Oh,
okay.
Because they knew me and my daughter were gluten-free. We already ordered all four of ours.
Okay.
But then they came back and like, oh, we can't do this. And I'm like, wait, what? And so then I was like, I've never heard of Mexican food being drenched in soy sauce.
Golly. Oh.
So now I'm going to ask the question. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm sorry you had a bad experience.
And yeah, the food was okay.
Yeah. Well, that I know the restaurant you're talking about and I never go there. I particularly don't think that their food is good at all.
Yes.
So.
And have you seen their prices? It's like Las Palmas, like the other restaurant that we'd like. Nice restaurant.
Yeah, I just. Yeah, I'm it's like, never. It, I've never. Again, I. You won't probably see a lot of Mexicans eat at that place because. We know what's up. Sujata just asked me. If I ever get my eyes checked and dilated and stuff like that, I said, "Yeah, every year."
Do people usually do
and
that?
And she said, "Oh yeah, well, I've never had to." Oh.
I've got my eye checked because my friend is an optometrist, so we went like 3-4 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Is this like an Indian thing? You guys don't go check your eyes every year? That's like the dentist. You have to check your eyes every year.
I didn't realize. I just realized that.
And wait, you should get it dilated every year.
So I did this. Well, what's the reason?
Because you get to see if you have like glaucoma and like other stuff back there. And it doesn't have to like run in your family or anything, or you have to have signs. It's just like a precaution.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you can't see it, but you just.
No.
So I don't think anybody in my family
goes. You get your eyes checked, not just because, like, oh, I'm not able to see and let me go get my eyes checked. No, it's like a gynecologist. Like, you go every year and you get checked and make sure everything is fine. You can get, like, cancer of the eye. You can get all these other things instead of just contacts.
So I never went to a gynecologist.
Please tell me you go every year now.
And now I go every year. I wasn't aware that you're supposed to go every year. And I don't think, like, my parents thought, they're like, well, you're not sexually active. Like, whenever I was in high school or college, so you don't need to go. And so.
It is a generational cultural thing.
It is definitely a cultural thing. And so I was married 5 years before I had Rhea. And I didn't go to my first OB-GYN. Until I got pregnant.
Your friends didn't tell you to go?
I don't think we really, like,
talked about that stuff.
Girl.
Oh my gosh. I've been going since I was 12. But that was a different story.
Yeah, because you had to get on birth control, right?
Yeah. And I had really bad periods. And let me just back up. Like, I wasn't having sex at 12. It was because my older sister had a baby at 16. And my mom was like, fuck that. My other daughter's not going to have a baby that young. So she put me on birth control, but I also had really horrible periods. I'm talking like heavy all 7 days, cramps. I couldn't eat anything. I'd throw up. Tylenol, I throw up. Crackers, I would throw up. I'd be in a ball. So
that's why you don't want to get off of
Marina. I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And like, so they prescribed me birth control to help with that. And also they prescribed me naproxen. So when I had cramps really bad. Oh, they were really bad. Terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, but since then, I mean, it was every year as a precautionary just because, you know, things can happen. You can have like, I mean, so you now know, right?
Yeah. But I was like, whenever I had Rhea, after Rhea, I don't think I went back for like,
oh my gosh.
They did just a checkup on my C-section. And I don't think I went back for another 3 years. And then I had a conversation with a girlfriend. They're like, you haven't gone back. It's been 3 years. And I'm like, no. And that's when we were planning on trying for Aryan. And so I was like, no. They're like, you need to go.
Yeah, because you can have abnormal pap smears for all these different reasons.
I did not. Like, so I go every year, y'all. Okay. So I didn't know. Okay. So hopefully this helps other people, or maybe I'm the only one, but I don't go. And sometimes we don't even have eye vision because like we don't wear glasses, but apparently my friend is an optometrist. So she's like, you need to come. So I went all the way to her.
You also can go through your insurance. You just don't have to go to a friend. Your insurance pays for those.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. We went through my insurance.
Okay. Okay.
But I went to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And, she dilated and I was like, oh shoot. So I like, it's in a Walmart, her practice. And so I was like going, I was like, oh, I really can't see. I was like,
and then when you go out in the sunlight.
Oh yeah. I had those glasses, but it wasn't even sunny yesterday.
Oh, you went yesterday.
And I was like,
you went yesterday to that.
Yeah. I went yesterday.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I can't see my phone or anything. It like hurt. So anyways, she told me I have got a little, so my left side is a little weaker mm-hmm. than my right side. So it's like 25-20.
Yeah.
And 20-20 on the other side. But then on my right side, she did say I have this little, keep going. I'll tell you a little bit.
See, this is why you should go get your eyes checked regularly, because there's a lot of things that can go on, not just vision problems, but like other things.
Please don't be like me. I didn't know.
But now you know.
Gosh. Yeah, but what is that word where you have like, you start to like lose vision?
I don't know. So you're losing vision?
No, I'm not. But I have that. So I did that 23andMe.
Uh-huh.
And I have the gene or whatever for this. But it'll take me a second, so we can just keep talking. I'll bring it up in just a second because I can't remember the
word. All right. So today's topic is...
Hold on. I got it. Sorry. Macular degeneration.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like blurred vision or vision loss. So you can... Like it said... Like I was looking at my, you know, genetics to see what I had and all that, but it said that I can get macular degeneration, and through the X-ray or whatever, she saw it. I was like, I know that word.
It's not the X-ray. You know what she did? She was able to dilate your eyes and saw it through that.
No, not that. They did a little an X-ray thing to it. She didn't see it through that.
So there's a thing where like you put your eye through and you have to like blink.
Yeah.
About your peripheral.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's it. That's okay.
And then there's another one I used to hate growing up. Now they do it differently, but they would have to blow air in your eyes.
She did that.
I can never do that. But now they have like a little handheld gun that's like you can't even tell. But before you'd have to stick it in this machine and they would have to like pry my eye open because they would always like, I knew what was coming.
So they did that. So on the right way, I was like, oh, what is that? She's like, no, on the left side, I'll do it too. But then I was like holding on ready to like come back. I was like, oh, that was weird. But so they did do that one.
Yes. But so through one of those things that they found that.
Yeah, where they blink it.
And so you have a little spot starting.
Mm-hmm.
What is the progression of that?
I don't know. She was like, I was like, am I going to be blind? Like what's going to happen? It's like the center of your retina deteriorates. Leaky blood vessels grow under the retina. So I go back in 3 months.
Oh my God, girl.
Vitamins and minerals help.
Okay.
So this lutein.
Add that to your functional doctor list.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what else?
Hey man, that's what age does.
It does. But hey, don't be like me, y'all. Whoever's out there, Indian on it. I mean, I don't know. But like, just
check everything
every
all the time, every year.
I didn't know that. Oh gosh.
So... keep an eye on that. I'm glad you went. Today's topic is, would you tell your girlfriend if you found out that they were being cheated on?
Okay, so I have a story from when I was younger.
Okay.
The answer is yes. I would tell my girlfriend.
But is there a but? Like, depending on degree of...
the relationship.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think the other way. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know me well, I want someone to tell me. Because then you're just allowing me to keep going and I don't know. Like, I would want to know.
Right. So now that you have that point of view, would you tell anyone that you saw that they were being cheating on?
Because I believe that they may not like me, but I feel like I'm helping them out. So I would tell them.
Okay.
And so I'll tell you, there was two girlfriends, one which I was closer to. And the other one, you know, she was just a friend in a group. And I remember she was pregnant with his twins. And, you know, we were still in college and she had already gotten married.
She was in college this?
She was in college. She was in college. Maybe finished in college, like the last year. But she was pregnant. She was married and she was pregnant with his twins. Wow. And then me and my girlfriend went to the club and we saw him. And I was like, is that him on the dance floor dancing with another girl? And I went over there to make sure he saw me because we're in college. We don't know how that. I was like, his wife is 5 months pregnant and he's out here at the club.
But
no. He's gone down and dancing with a girl all up on her. It wasn't just a simple like I'm at the club with my brother. I went over there and checked. I'm
like, okay, I was just wondering this. Like if it's just dancing.
Okay. The girl went with him in the car.
Okay, I get it.
And he was dancing. It wasn't like, I'm just friends with you dancing.
Okay.
It was like
okay.
bumping and grinding, okay?
Okay.
So I was like, I told my friend, I was like, I'm going to call her and tell her this is what I saw. And he saw me and he kind of like freaked out because I want to make sure he saw.
Well, that's the thing, right? You have to also see their expression. If they're like, hey, Sujata, what's up?
No.
That's something different. But if he was like, holy fuck, then
he was scared.
Then there's a problem. There's something else going on.
Yes. Yeah, so he was scared. So I was like, this is not right. This is not right.
I will not stand for this.
I was so upset. I could not sleep that night because we had just us all girlfriends in the same group.
Yeah.
Had dinner with her at, and she was talking about, you know, being pregnant 5 months. It's like difficult, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was feeling for her. And remember, we're not close friends by any means. Okay. But I think she had the right to know that she's at home and he's over here partying it up. No. That doesn't happen. And you can see I'm passionate about.
Yeah. So super passionate.
I was like, I'm going to call her the next day because it's still bothering me. Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend that I was with, she's like, do not call. That's none of your business.
Yeah.
And I go, and she's more friends with her.
Okay.
And I go, no, I need a call. She goes, it's none of your business. She knows he's probably already out there. Like she knows all this. I go, how do you know? She goes, yeah, but does she know that he's dancing with her? Like the way he was dancing with her. And she goes, no, but still, Sujata, it's not your business. It's none of your business. So I would stay out of it. Then I was like really adamant. So she got another girlfriend to come to my house. They both came to my house and told him,
to try to do like an intervention with
like,
you?
Yeah, like stay out of their business. And when they did that, they like cornered me. I was like, don't do that. I was like, okay, maybe I should just stay out of that. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
So I understood. Okay. Okay. 4 years down the line, that friend that told me not to say anything. Uh-huh. When I got married, I saw her husband, the same thing. He owned clubs and everything.
Yeah.
And they had just gotten married. Me and her were married 1 year apart. Like 1 year later, I got married. Mm-hmm. But this time when they got married, I went to the club that he owned. And these girls were just a little too flirty, touchy-feely with him. And he didn't seem to have a problem.
Yeah.
Now that's, I don't have accurate. Because like these girls are going to come on to like the owners just to get in. Oh, of course.
Oh my God. I remember doing shit like that.
Yes. So I kind of hinted at her. I just didn't feel, because I've seen it about 3-4 times. I go, it just doesn't seem right. But, you know, he's doing this every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But you know what? 7 years later, he was cheating on her. He was cheating on her the whole time.
But
I didn't have accurate. I indirectly told her that it didn't seem appropriate.
Yeah.
But again, this is the club scene. But I did let her know that.
But so what did she say?
She was upset. She's like, she kind of took it the, like, she didn't.
She was upset at you or upset at him?
No, she was upset with me. She.
Why?
Because why would I assume that?
But you were also just letting her know. You did say, I don't know if it's more than that, yes, but I'm just letting you know what I saw. You can do it, whatever. I don't think that I would be.
No, she didn't want to be friends anymore. We kind of distanced ourselves and she didn't want to be friends anymore. Well, and then later on, I come to find out since day one, he had been cheating on her.
She probably knew it. And I'm just saying, because there's no reason why you would treat your friend that way. She probably already knew it and didn't want someone to know that's how her relationship was.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But if that other girl that you spoke to about wasn't 5 months pregnant with twins at home and she was just another girl at home, would you have said that? Would you have said something?
Yeah. I would have because you can be hanging out with other girls and just talking and they can be friends. There's nothing wrong with that because he was with his brother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have guy friends and girlfriends.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the way he was dancing, like he was all over her.
Yeah.
That I don't think is right. Even if your wife.
And they left together.
They left together. Even if your wife is not pregnant, I just don't think that's right. Then why would your wife not be with you?
Because you're having a guy's night. I'm just trying to come at it from all angles because I know, like, you know, I've gone to the club since being married to Chaz. I've gone to the club with my girlfriends because, you know, it was someone's bachelorette party or like when we were younger, like I wasn't always 42. We got married when we were like 26. So we would go to the club. I would have the girls over. Like, if he was out of town, I'd go out with the girls to the club. And, yeah, we would dance, but it was nothing like that.
No, but I think, like...
You don't always have to be with your husband if you're going to go to a club.
Absolutely. You can go with your girlfriends or whatever, the group of friends or whatever. But there's a certain intention that you have. And you can kind of tell from how they were.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He was really like, oh, my gosh, I just got caught.
Yeah.
Because I made sure I stood.
Well, that's a different story. But when you said, why are you going to go to the club without your wife and stuff?
No, I know that.
That's just where I'm coming from. Yes. And so because I know, you know, I've been there, done that, done all that stuff, you know, been in strip clubs with my friends and stuff. But and like there was nothing intentional, but it's just like you're still there and you always don't have to be with your significant other to like assume it's like being cheating. You know what I mean? But I think for me, it would have to be like a good girlfriend.
Okay.
Not a good girlfriend, but like a girlfriend, right? Not an acquaintance, because I don't know if people have open relationships. I have to know that like y'all are dedicated.
So wait, you wouldn't want anybody to tell you, or you're saying you wouldn't tell somebody else?
I wouldn't tell somebody that I was just an acquaintance of.
No, I wouldn't say that unless I knew their relationship a little bit. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if I don't, I can't, like, someone just saw me at a coffee shop. Someone in the neighborhood saw me at a coffee shop with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having coffee with them.
But if you were holding hands?
Different. But I'm just saying, it's a coffee shop, and we were just having personal conversation.
I don't think anyone says anything about that.
Okay, but if someone were to, like, if we were holding hands... And that person just lived in the neighborhood.
And said something to Bob.
I think that's still okay. I just got caught.
Yeah.
I just got caught. I'm okay with that. But if they just saw me sitting there having coffee and then went and told Bob,
that's stupid. Yeah, that's
But
dumb.
What I'm trying to say to you is, like, if you knew of their relationship.
You're right. I would want to know, too.
So would you care if it was just a random person that came and saw...
I wouldn't care. I think I would want to. I definitely would want to know, and I would tell anyone. But I know people who don't tell. Like, they want to stay out of it. You know what I mean? And like, because they don't want to be the one causing trouble, or they don't want to be the one like he make an excuse. Because a lot of times, you know, they'll lie, and now that you're the bad person, right? Mm-hmm. And so now, like, not only does he not like you, she doesn't like you anymore, and they keep on strong. But you feel like, I would feel like I did my part. Like, if she wants to stay with him, that's fine.
That's fine. But then, you know what? They'll learn later down the line that something's going to come to the surface. Do you see what I'm saying? But at that point, I don't care what that person has to think of me, as long as, like you said, I did the right thing by telling him.
Now, let me ask you something else. Now... If you're with girls on a girls trip and all of y'all are married.
Okay.
And one of the girls kissed a guy.
Okay.
What would you do?
Ooh.
That's a tricky one, man. That's a tricky one.
I don't think I'm going to go straight to the husband, but I'd have a conversation with her and kind of let her know what... I mean, it depends on how close I am. Now... That's difficult. Hold on.
That is so hard.
Am I close friends with that person?
I mean, enough to go on a girls trip with them.
That's true. Okay. Well, I'd have that conversation with her first and be like, probably need to come.
Would it make a difference if she was fucked up or not fucked up?
Okay. So.
These are very hard questions. Okay. Like, if you're asking me to, I wouldn't know either.
Ultimately, it's wrong. Because.
But you wouldn't say, if you don't tell them, I am.
No, but I'd say I'd expect you to tell him, because I think being drunk is an excuse, and I know things can happen, but it's still wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if Bob's going to come to me and say, hey, I was so drunk and I kissed a girl, I'd be like, that's not an effing excuse. That's not an excuse. So I got to think of it my way. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. I don't know. I wouldn't want to know at all, because I hate having the knowledge of that and not being able to say anything, because then I feel like I'm just as guilty for not saying anything.
Yes. So I'm like, you do your part and tell your husband.
But I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would have the balls to do that though. Like, I would just be like, "Hey, girl, I just want to know. Like, that was pretty fucked up. Like, you know." But I don't know if I could go as far as saying, "Hey, if you don't say something, then I will."
No, I won't say that.
But I also don't want to walk around with this knowledge that I know, because then sometimes the next time I hang out with y'all, I know. And I don't want that.
I would expect that friend, like, I would talk to that friend over and over and be like, "It's bothering me."
But some people keep that shit to the grave, girl.
Yes, but it's hard to look at that friend the same, that relationship the same way, or that, like, "Oh my gosh, she did that. Who knows what else she's doing out there?"
What if?
Oh heck no, Chaz, this is what Chaz is talking about. I have no idea what Jacqueline is asking me.
You know what, I see a lot of shows on Netflix, and so I just write shit down, like, this would be a great topic, right? And then I just add and add and add and see what you do. I don't know what I would do, but
see, if
let's just say if the guy she's married to is a dick,
girl,
and an asshole,
she needs to get out of that relationship. Just get out and go do it freely out there.
What if you saw him somewhere?
If I went on a girls trip, I care a lot about you.
But seriously, all these things have to be considered, right? Do they have kids? Is it a small kid? Is she pregnant? You know what I mean?
But if you're telling me to go, if I went on a girls trip with this person, I'm going to have this conversation, because there's something rooted, there's something else going on that she needs to kind of go and take care
of. Yeah. But you wouldn't tell him.
No, I wouldn't tell him, but I would be like on her, be like, "Hey,
yeah,
this is coming from somewhere."
Because regardless,
I care about you.
Who's, I don't want to say whose side are you on, but like, you're more the girl's friend than the guy's friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Same. It's really hard. It's very, very hard. But I also don't want the knowledge.
Yes. Because then it's going to be like I said, when I saw that guy, I know what just happened.
Yeah. I think it's harder for girls to keep something like that than a guy going on a guy's trip and one of the guys hooking up with a girl. They'll
keep that as a secret. They ain't gonna tell anything.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like, "This is a bros group." Like, this
but
is
then
a
what
bros.
If they come back? Scenario one. If they come back, the other guys tell their wives.
Yeah, and you know that's happened.
And the girl who's got cheated on, no one tells her. That's awkward.
That's very awkward.
And who do you think should own up? Is she going to be mad at y'all? Is she going to be mad at the one who's the closest to her? Is she going to be mad at the husband who didn't say anything, or the guys who didn't say anything?
Yeah, you should tell the girlfriend first. Like, you should.
But you didn't witness it.
Oh.
The guys came back and told you.
But you know, if you're telling your husband, those boys are going to tell. They're going to talk. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I meant on the guys' trip.
Okay.
One of the guys hooks up with the girl.
Yes.
And then all the guys come back to their wives and like, "Oh, so-and-so, like, I can't say what he did, but he stayed out with her 2 more hours later."
Oh, so it's our responsibility to tell the girl.
Is it, though? What if you're not that close to her?
Ooh, I'd be like, "Hey, you need to
like
look.
Whose responsibility after?" And like, it really, you don't win in that situation, because if she finds out later on that you knew the whole time, she's going to be pissed at you. But I'm like, I'm not the one who fucking cheated on you. Who owes that to her?
He does, yeah. But the guys, I would try to like tell them.
No, that's a guy code too.
No, to tell the guy, you need to talk to your wife.
I don't know, man. Bro code is just as strong as girl code. And you don't want to be the guy who tells the girl, because then that does not end well. Then you're not part of the guys.
No, I would not. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about if the guy, let's just say Chaz, be like, "Chaz, you need to tell her husband or tell her."
No,
like,
not tell her.
That.
I would tell him to tell the husband to come clean with the wife.
Yeah, it's so hard. It's really hard.
Look, at the bottom of it, let me just tell you. Would you want to know regardless?
I would want to know.
That's where I come from. Regardless who it comes from or whatnot, I want to know.
And then husband's like, "But don't say anything." Don't say anything to her, because I don't want
then
shit to go
down. Then don't
tell
me that.
That's
I'll be
the
like,
thing.
Don't tell me.
That's the thing, too.
Conscious, I'm like, oh.
Now I don't want to know. That's why I said, I don't want to know. Don't tell me, girl. Don't tell me what you did back then. No. No. Tell someone else.
I can see that. I can so see you saying
you
that.
Say that. hey, guess what? Me and stop you right there. Walk away. I don't want to know.
Stop right there. Not another word, okay?
Yeah, let us know what you guys would do.
Yeah, I'd like to know your opinions.
I know, it's really tough.
But I think we can say that me and you are kind of on the same page.
Yeah, I think so too.
We want to know if it was us out there.
Yeah, I think so too.
So Bob and Chaz are going to be like, I better be on the lookout.
Or don't ever let Sujata out at a club because she always finds somebody cheating on somebody.
And I'll make sure they see me. I'll take pictures now and everything.
Fortunately, we don't go to the club anymore.
But we're supposed to.
I know we are. We're going to do that. We're going to do that one time. All right. Well, that was our podcast. Let us know what you would do either way. Or what do you think your men would do in a situation like that, too? I'm curious.
Brocode.
I'm going to have to ask Chaz that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to ask the guys and come back and let you guys know.
Yep.
All right. That's our show. You do you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.